You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We got Asia on the line ready to talk to us. So we're going to fade this out. I'm really sorry about that. But go and listen to it on the album too. It is time.
BFM.
You heard that right. We've got the incomparable Asia on the line. How you doing, Asia?
Hey, kia ora. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good. So happy to have you here. This album has been playing on repeat since I got the pre-link. I felt very, beautiful. Get to play this. Such a beautiful album. And a long time coming.
Thank you so much. A long time.
I couldn't believe this is the debut, but I guess it must have been something told you this is the right time. How did you know this is the right time to release this?
Yeah, well, you know, like, I mean, life has happened, and I think, like all good things, you know, it will happen in its own time. And so I've sort of, you know, although there's been a rollercoaster of emotions, you know, trying to put this whole album together over a 7-year period. In fact, one of these songs are 20 plus years old. You know, it feels like a lifetime, really. But yeah, I'm absolutely stoked now that I can, especially for my first album. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I'm glad that it's out. And so, yeah, it's a massive, massive achievement for me, but also a massive sigh of relief too.
I bet it is. And the album's called Kawai. Yeah. Why did you decide on that name for the album?
Kawai, you know, I think how it started really was I had released my track Kawai in 2020, shortly after Non-Handler, and that song was written quite a few years ago while I was studying to become a Te Reo Māori teacher, my bachelor degree. So I was at Te Wānanga o Raukawa, and, you know, alongside my peers and other students, and we were on Rumaki Reo at the time, which was full immersion for a week, and, you know, staying on site there, and we basically had to compose a song together, and so Kawai was it. So that was really, for me, that's where it started, and then learning about the name lineage, you know, Kawai being lineage, I was just always struck by that, you know. So I decided in the end to just title the album after that track. And, you know, of course, being a wahine Māori, all of those things are absolutely a part of what I know and what, you know, Māori knowledge, and always, part of my life and everything I do. So I have a lot of respect for that. Obviously, you know, whānau and whakapapa and te reo Māori waiata and, you know, our themes and concepts as well, they're all intertwined with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And kind of, I guess, speaking about lineage, there's this amazing label that you're a part of, Meaning House Records. Oh. And this album, produced by Maratike, features Ma. It really touches as well as yourself. It's the Meaning House Records whānau.
Absolutely, yeah.
How important is that for you? Sorry. How important is that for you?
No, yeah. All good. It's huge, you know. I mean, I've been singing, you know, and I've had this career for quite a few years, you know, predominantly working live, performing live with all my material, where, you know, by a lot of it was developed that way, a lot of these tracks. But, you know, there's nothing better than having band members or people you can lean on that you can call whānau, that are really close friends of yours, who think alike, you know, we're minds alike. And absolutely, we were probably all looking for that hub or that safety net of people that we can turn to, you know, ask advice for. You know, Mara's an amazing mentor, brother to both Ma and I, and, you know, Ma's just another weapon, man, when it comes to, you know, her craft and what she's doing. And so, you know, we also probably related, you know, I mean, there's connections between my partner Tolo and Ma, you know, they're from Ruatahuna. And then I'm probably related to her on her Raukawa side, and same again with Mara, you know. So it just made sense, and I think together we were all sort of forging for a space for a whānau to collab with. And Meaning House Records is still sort of fairly new. I mean, it's about 7 years old since it officially started, but, you know, we just treat it like how we would treat whānau coming into our own whare, and trying to provide a safe space for other musos as well. So
100%, you can feel it in this record. And one of my favorite parts of the record is just how the production not only like complements your voice, but it seems to go so hand in hand with the lyrical content. Like the production on Breathe New Life literally sounds or feels like someone breathing. Like the way it waves in and out is amazing. Or the rain sounds on Quiet Storm. Yeah. Like there's so much, I guess, connection there. How did, I guess, the natural environment and that kind of stuff play into the recording of this or the creation of this project?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I think, you know, composing these together and you know, finishing songs, I think really the reason or the meaning of the songs or lyrically what they mean always were, you know, the key to sort of unlocking what the music could sound like, or, you know, bringing in specific instruments like a flute or, you know, like, or, you know, like Breathe New Life, you know, sort of trying to imitate a heartbeat, you know, which absolutely speaks about my children, especially when I was carrying my daughter Waikawhia. So it was just trying to imagine those lyrics in the music, but also, you know, bring them to life. And so that was always a big goal for me, was to try and have that across the album. You know, and then again, we were, you know, over the last 7 years, I was living in Christchurch, I was a new mum, had babies close together, and, you know, COVID happened, and it was hard for me to get back home. I was limited in my options to get back home and record with the band. So, you know, we did 2 installments over 2 weekends, tracked the band live in Mudder's Lounge, you know, so you're absolutely getting, you know, all the sounds of our whānau homes and environments. And actually that's most of what the entire record is, you know, it's all home recordings, and, you know, I suppose we just trust the process and went with it, you know, and it ended up being what it is. So, yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it's turned out so beautiful. And there's so many parts of this record that kind of like invite introspection and really like literally be like, hey, yo, take a second. Like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, have you thought about that? I guess, like, personally, it feels like your nanny's holding your hand and being like, are you okay? And then being like, are you okay? Like, are you okay? What did you want people to get out of this album?
Absolutely that. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of love and care that's gone into each and every track of this album, you know. And although it's taken 7 years, this is, you know, it's all part of it. And I just want people to feel aroha. You know, like it's a big warm hug, an album that hopefully resonates with people. And I suppose overall, that's really what I want people to feel, and absolutely remembering to check in with one another, you know, especially Quiet Storm, that we talk about that with Ma. You know, because, I mean, this world, it's beautiful and it's also crazy too, man, you know, and it's such a turbulent time at the moment for Māori. But I think overall for Kawai, you know, I want people to see the beauty of our mātauranga, our Māori knowledge, our landscapes and our waterway, you know, and where we come from. And I'm hoping that that comes across as well in the album for the listeners. So,
100%. I won't keep you too long. I just have a couple more questions for you. The first one being, this is slightly cheeky, and you don't have to answer it, but
okay.
Do you have a baby? Do you have a favorite track that you're like, this one was super special to me? I guess they all are, right?
Well, they all are, but I think, you know, yeah, there's probably more than one, but I'd say that Breathe New Life was definitely one for me. And I think, you know, that's when life got real again for me. Before I had children, some of these songs were all done before I had children, but then, you know, once I had them, yeah, it just adds another layer. So that's a real special song, you know, when I think back to carrying my daughter. And actually, I produced that track just on an iPad Pro, you know, while I was, you know, pregnant with my daughter. And I'll just sit up late at night and meditate over that, you know. And that was cool fun. It was good. You know, and then I'm sending MP4s or voice clips to Mudder to try and pull it all together. That's probably one of them, for sure.
That's all feeling. And now that you're saying that, it really feels like it's a Zion moment. Like, you know, Lauryn Hill's got that in her album. And now that you're saying that, it feels like that. It's like it's directed at someone, but everyone can relate and feel it too. Only one more question for you, and that's, where can people go listen to the record, buy the record? Are there going to be releases, like physical releases? Or
Yes, so I'm hoping to do some vinyl at a later date. And I'll make sure to update that all over my social media. So at Asia Official Music is where you can find me. You can pretty much Google that and you'll get a list of, you know, the platforms. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. But, you know, the material itself, absolutely, it's on most of the platforms. You know, you've got Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, all of them, but also Bandcamp. Actually uploaded my album for anyone that might want to tautoko and actually buy the digital album online. It's also there, so that's under Asia as well. So
thank you so much, Asia. We're going to give Kōpere a bit of a spin here, and we're going to be spinning it probably for the next year and a half. So thank you so much for the beautiful record. Appreciate you so much.
Hey, thank you guys, and I really appreciate your support. So mahi nui. Cool.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.